Hypocrisy is not only condemned in the Bible, but it's just a crazy thing to do. Hypocrisy is a word that comes from hypokrites, a Greek word, which means actor. When in the Greek tragedies, the actors would put a mask up in front of their face, and Jesus used this term in the New Testament when he was talking about the very religious people who were just putting on a mask. They were great on the outside, and they probably acted well, but on the inside, they were full of hatred and jealousy and anger and murder and all those things that can dwell in our hearts. You see, there are only two that know what's going on in each of our hearts. That is us and the Lord. And so there's no hiding from him. There's no hiding from his spirit. So hypocrisy is very dangerous because you might fool some people, but you will never fool God. And you can really never fool yourself because your bad character will rise up no matter how much we try to suppress it. It will rise up and tell us that there's something wrong with us. Listen to what this psalmist David said in the 139th Psalm. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or to where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, look, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yes, the darkness hides not from you, but the light shines just as in the day. And the darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you have possessed my kidneys. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unfinished, and in your book all my members were written, which were continually being fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. You see what David says? David said, God knows me. Everywhere I go, he's there. Hypocrisy, putting on the mask, trying to live something and show something outside that's not real on the inside. It's just futile and it's dangerous. Approach God with a sincere heart today and ask him to clean you inside and out today so that you can live a life of integrity and not hypocrisy. Let's pray. Oh, Father, you know me. You know everything about me. You know whether I'm well or whether I'm sick. You know my thoughts. You know the intentions of my heart. Oh, Lord God, I need your help so that I may be clean and pure on the inside as well as on the out. I know it's a long struggle, Lord. I'll never be perfect. But I know this, if I yield myself to your spirit, then you will do the work in me to clean me up inside and out. Thank you, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.